Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tiger. I'm here with David Poston, who's running for Taylor County Sheriff. David, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, let's start out just a little bit about your background and what ultimately motivated you to run for sheriff this cycle.
Well, I'm a lifetime member of the county here. I've lived here all my life, except when I was serving in the Army. I served 4 years in the U.S. Army. Come back and joined the pipe fitters and was in there for 20 years and retired. And here in the last couple of years, some things happened within the family that's, you know, kind of woke me up and talking with people here in the county, and decided to jump in there and run for sheriff.
So what are the key responsibilities from your perspective of the sheriff? And if you're fortunate enough to be elected, how would you judge the success of your tenure?
Well, the sheriff's job is he's the chief law enforcement officer, and he's responsible for the health and welfare and safety of the members of the county. And he's also the in charge of the tax office, collecting the taxes for the county. And I just want everybody to know that, you know, they can depend on me, that every call, every matter that comes forth will be handled with diligence and care. And, you know, I'll be there to handle any situation brought forth.
Okay. And then, so when we're talking about the law enforcement, you know, what actions or policies might you implement to ensure that the law enforcement, as well as the treasury side of things, what actions or policies might you want to put in place that you don't see today?
Well, it's kind of hard to say that. I mean, I haven't been in there yet, but, you know, just from the standpoint of what I've talked to people in the county is, you know, that calls don't get answered and you don't hear back from people. And, you know, I want to make sure that everybody, every call that comes in that sheriff's office is handled, you know, personally. If I have to handle them personally, I'll handle them personally. But I want to change it. I want to be able to get the trust and the faith back in the, you know, for the justice system.
Yeah, and you may have just answered this next question. And just for folks listening at home, David doesn't have my notes, but he literally just went right to this question, which is really your vision for enhancing community safety and transparency around, safety around and specific outcomes you aim to achieve. So it sounds like, you know, every call being answered, what are there other outcomes you want to make sure that people, when they're viewing you as the sheriff, if you're fortunate enough to win, that you want to see our community achieve?
Well, I'd like to, you know, first of all, I want, you know, get a deputy in every school that we have in the county, for one, for the kids. There's programs that I would like to start. You know, the first thing we got to do is get, you know, for the kids, I'd like to start programs for the children of the county, because they're our future. So, you know, the sheriff gets a percentage of the tax money collected every year at the end of the year. So I'm donating all that money that I would get received from that tax money back to the community and set up in a fund for the kids of Taylor County to help out, you know, with the programs for them and the seniors and veterans of the county. That's one thing I'd like to change, because we got to get the kids involved in other things, you know, to help maybe persuade them not to get involved in drugs and stuff like that, the bad stuff. So that's one of the big things I'd like to take care of.
Yeah. So, and you know, you mentioned the youth and the opportunities there. And so let's talk about opportunities and challenges. Let's start with challenges in our community. What do you see as maybe the most significant challenges we're up against here in our community, and how would you might you plan to address it?
Well, our biggest challenge right now is getting the drugs out of the county. I believe that's the biggest issue we have in this county, that and the theft that goes on in this county. I would like to get more officers involved, you know, on the staff to be able to watch stuff around the clock more, basically, and work with, you know, other drug task force company, you know, like Harrison County's drug task force, hook up with them to work on programs and stuff that we can help us to get these drugs and stuff off the street here in the county. And then, you know, get more officers trained. We got to have good trained officers in here to be able to do their job and do it right and get them the tools to work with.
So that's the challenges. On the opportunity side, what opportunities do you see here in this county that maybe you can take advantage of as sheriff if you're elected?
Well, one of the opportunities is I've been talking to the president of the fairgrounds, and they're wanting to work with us to get a bow shooting club started out there for the kids in the county. I'd also like to get with the guys at Hardcore Hunters and set up a thing where we can have the kids do trips down the river on the rat or the those canoe things, get them involved in like a group thing for that. Pretty much bases everything around, getting the kids involved in a lot more stuff in the county that I think would do better for around here.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk about the kind of the community engagement, transparency. Those are really important topics every time we poll the community on what they want us to ask candidates. And so how will you engage as, again, if you're elected sheriff, with the community to build trust and transparency in both the treasury and in the law enforcement side?
Well, everything that in the sheriff's department is going to be, used to you be able to see everything every week in the paper where the sheriff's activities, what they've done through the week. Well, I'd like to start a sheriff's page where people can get on there every week and see what we've done, what we've accomplished, stuff that's been, taken care of. And it's, as far as me, working with the community, I'm going to be out there every day. I'm not just going to be someone who's going to sit in there behind the desk, twiddling my thumbs. I'm going to be out there, communicating with the community out there on the road with, doing just what the officers do. I'm going to be, they're going to know that I'm around it. Put it that way. My face is going to be seen every day. I'm not just going to be behind closed doors pushing a pen or something.
Awesome. Well, Dave, we only have a couple more questions left. And one of these things, this is an election cycle. There's always things to learn. And this question is, what's something you've learned about yourself through this campaign journey so far?
Biggest thing about me is just the talking and the speeches. I've learned a lot of just how to you gotta change the way you talk about things nowadays. You just can't talk, like the old army guy back in the day. You gotta watch what you say and how you say it. That's the big thing I've learned. So it's been a good experience. I've really enjoyed it. I'm glad I've done this. So it's been a good thing.
Yeah, that's great. For anyone who's never run for political office, it is a different experience for sure. So if you're listening at home, I always give all gratitude to all the candidates for even throwing their hat in the ring. Well, hey, as is customary on this program, David, we give the candidate the last word. So what is it you'd like the voters to know as we conclude this interview?
Well, I'd just like to tell you, when you go out there to the voting polls, before you vote, make sure you know who you're voting for and when what they represent and what they're standing for. And, I would appreciate your vote and your support, and I thank you.
David Poston for Taylor County Sheriff. David, thanks again for coming on the program and good luck with the election.
Thank you.